I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat.
Yes.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Frankenstein, you say, Brian, huh?
Yeah, it's a Frankenstein's monster type of thing.
I wonder where we could be going. I wonder where we could be going with that and intro music like that.
I don't know. It could be a guy named Gableman.
Could be.
Or Satan.
Wisconsin's Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, because it is getting out of hand, even for Republicans, and it has to be. It has to be getting out of hand for Republicans, because right now, Gableman went on a podcast with Steve Bannon.
Yeah, Steve Bannon's podcast,
and he sicked all the crazy people on Robin Voss, mind you. Robin Voss is the one who said, hey, Michael Gableman, why don't you come and do this phony investigation? We can say we investigated, and then we can all look credible, and then we move on, and we use it as election stuff. Huh? Good, good, good. And Michael Gableman was like, okay, I go look for election stuff and yell at liberals. Okay. So he did that, and now Voss is like, okay, that's a little too much there, George, Lenny. A little too much there, Lenny. And then Lenny kept on going, and he like grabbed the rabbit and he shook it and he broke its neck, and then Voss was like, whoa, Lenny, what have you done? What have you done with our Wisconsin democracy? Maybe you should slow down and stuff. And then Gableman was like, no, I will kill everything in Wisconsin. And now he's on. I might be being a little bit hyperbolic here.
No, I think you pretty much got this spot on.
But now Lenny is gone, and he's now gone on the rabbit killing podcast that is Steve Bannon's podcast, because Steve Bannon he doesn't care what happens, he just wants it all to burn, because
He was given a mission, and he is going to execute Order 66 no matter what it takes, and that's what's happening.
He's the stormtrooper that is still trying to kill the entire Republic.
There are no Jedis left, and Gableman is running around trying to find the alleged voter fraud that would be the Jedi Knight in that.
Yeah, it's just
comparison.
So now Voss, who created this guy, is now getting phone calls from crazy right wingers because Voss said you should probably have this wrapped up now.
Right. So this is
why don't you just give us the quote, because
I want to give the quote. Because it's in a piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly Beck.
It's worth getting the words right.
See, the worst part is the reporters that have to go and listen to Steve Bannon's podcast to type this stuff up. Like, I feel sorry for
that
the individuals out there.
That's what stopped me from being an intern at a lot of places, because I knew I would have to do that. And next thing you know, I'm spending years cutting Trump sound.
And
I'm scarred.
I always double. I make sure that there's like time cues on those ones. I can't go listen to a Trump speech just to pull random sound. I need this sound cue specifically, because my entire day's over.
And the worst part is that there's so many stupid clips.
So many.
That you can get within just like a couple minutes. That if you have an hour long speech, you're like, I don't know.
It's the worst.
It's a gold mine. You could lose yourself. It's
you
like
can.
3 hours
and
for 5 minutes. Oh, my God. I have.
How some Democratic trackers don't go crazy tracking all the insane candidates that are out there now in the Republican Party is besides me. Like, I don't know how they do it.
So, by the way, the Republicans do have operatives that do listen to us
to get
the other side of this, you know, that type of thing.
But I'm not the fun thing is babbling about flushing the toilet 15 times for the third time in this hour-long program, Brian. Like,
well, I was gonna say those people turn into callers, and they turn into the texters, and then they start actually feeling it, and some of them actually have come around. Who knows?
Yeah,
never know the tide of justice or truth or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about
getting back to this quote from Steve Bannon's podcast. From the quote is attributed to Michael Gableman, special counsel here in Wisconsin.
He's special, all right.
Yes. Special counsel investigating the 2020 election. Quote, prior to the release of my report on March 1st, Speaker Voss went on the radio and he told everyone within listening distance within a couple of states area reach that this is not, I guess it's transcribed from Gableman. Again, these are Gableman's words, not mine. That March 1st would mark just the beginning of the Gableman investigation. And now I'm getting calls from Speaker Voss's office asking, telling us that they're going to pick up our office equipment on April 26th.
Get your ass out of the office. You're done. No.
Close it up shop. Close it up shop. It is time for you to go. So apparently, Brian, maybe because here in Wisconsin, the media has kind of floated. It's like, oh, well, they're saying the election review is going to come to an end in April, but they've blown past the last three deadlines. So it's like, how do you take any of that, any of those statements to be credible? But if Voss is actually collecting the office equipment of Gableman and kind of unplugging everything from the walls and telling him to get out, I think that maybe might mean that we're coming to the end of this investigation, but who knows?
Someone's going to check on Robin Voss.
Maybe they're just moving on over to a different office, like, and Voss is doing the move for Gableman. I don't really believe that it's going to be the fact that this thing is shutting down here. But Gableman did say at the beginning of March as well, even because Brian, he was out of contract then. He was well beyond his contract then. It had expired at the end of last year. And he said, whether there's a contract or not, I'm going to continue doing this work, and was pounding his fists on the table. And Gableman had some, what I would contend he believes, righteous anger, saying that he was going to get to the bottom of the 2020 election, despite the fact that several recounts, many court cases, an audit from the Legislative Audit Bureau, all already indicate that Joe Biden won the state by more than 20,000 votes.
Man.
And that's where we are now. So apparently he is giving a call to Steve Bannon's podcast listeners to reach out to Robin Voss and say, no,
the most reasonable of all listeners.
Please keep letting us go beyond April 26th. But I'm going to circle that date on my calendar, Brian, and see if that is when the Gableman investigation actually wraps up.
Well here's something that I think we can all do together. Or, like, I don't know if several of us should do it, or there can only be so many clinics that he could be have an office in, right? There's so many offices that they could be in Brookfield. I think between now and then we can figure out where it is, right? And that day he's supposed to get out, let's all rent a 14-foot van or truck and just show up. And like with like worker stuff and like, hey, we're here to move all the stuff
out. Just like Ocean's 11 it. Just leave with all the stuff.
Just leave with all the stuff. Just like, and have like several. Like he'll send some away and then have have another one show up that day. Like that's good trouble we can get into, I think.
I think it'd be fun if we just like hired a bunch of people to just go slow clap. Just like as they're leaving and packing up, just like a crowd of a couple hundred
people.
Can we just do that every day? Slow clap outside the office.
Like every time he shows up, give him a slow clap and give him a slow clap as he leaves. At the beginning, he'll be like, oh, okay, cool. This is kind of, and after a while, I wonder if they, why are they doing this?
Are they doing this ironically? What does this mean?
Is the kind of stuff we need to do more of, like the absurdist stuff, not like mean, like, you know, we can yell at people all that, but that just hardens most folks or turns them into, you know, raving lunatics as well. But absurdity, they don't know what to do with.
I would say that we've had a hard the Wisconsin media has had a hard time figuring out what to do with the absurdity of the Gableman probe. So yeah, maybe a little absurdity back would be a good starting place, because
it's gotta like Robin Voss. I'm assuming he was used to getting it from the left. You know, we've never really had a really big like, hey, yay, go Robin Voss, or you know,
I don't think anybody in their life has ever been like, Robin Voss,
yeah, like that guy. You know, my point is like, I don't think he's ever expected getting it from the right. And I it's got to be like, just as a person. I mean, I still don't necessarily like the guy. I don't think he's a great dude, but and he's shown it with his actions personally and privately, and as well as on the public. But man, he's got to be. That's got to suck. Your creation's turning around to try and kill you.
Yes, it is in fact Frankenstein's monster. But I do not feel sorry one bit for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He has laying in the bed that he made. That is,
yeah,
that is,
I know,
what it
I know.
Means.
It's just desserts, just rewards, but man, that's gotta suck. Oh, I can't say that trying to be serious. Anyway,
so, folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're talking a number of things here on this Effing Friday, doing some thought experiments and talking about Gableman and Voss, the creation of Frankenstein's monster. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. You could be like Chris in Sun Prairie. Chris, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I love that people are calling Robin Voss. I think that we should, on the other side, be calling him and sending in some emails and, you know, just for public records, if anybody wants to know that, you know,
he deletes
we don't
those.
Want Gableman to be doing this, you know. So, you know, I think the opposition view going in there would be good, too. You know, but I think it's hilarious that his own people are calling him.
Isn't
that
great?
Well, do you think that they get frustrated? Because, Chris, we've had plenty of callers call in here and say that they've reached out to Assembly Speaker Voss's office, people like Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu's office, tons of Republicans in the state of Wisconsin that just don't do a whole lot of constituent services. They don't really answer those phone lines. And so do you think that the people on the right that are calling in with this frustration and encouraging him to continue Gableman's probe beyond April 26th, do you think they're getting fed up that they're not getting a hold of anybody and getting sent to voicemail too?
Yeah, well, I don't really think their constituents will just settle for voicemail, really. I think that, it could get to the point where people will, you know, come and meet him somewhere because, really, I mean, you have to really talk to your public. So I don't know. I do like the idea that people are calling him because I think Robin Voss has been very detrimental for the state of Wisconsin. Can I talk to you a little bit about what you were asking earlier about the
Please.
Reason the Republicans can get away with what they do?
Absolutely.
Please.
They can do that because they own the media. I mean, and I don't mean you guys, but really, we all know Fox, you know, and the power that they have had for so many years is very, very powerful. I grew up back east. Things are very different here. And I can tell you that's been Fox Nation for a long time. And they have a very unified message, the Republicans. And it is unified. It's planned. It's unified. There were people that planned this out years and years ago. Would go in and speak to members of Congress and tell them what their talking points were for the week. One guy named Grover Norquist was very famous for doing this. They met on Wednesdays. So this was a plan, and they've it's been very effective, and they've been doing it for decades. And I think the reason the Democrats can't do the same thing is because the Democrats are not in lockstep. I mean, we have people from Manchin to Bernie Sanders and everything in between, right? So we're not.
That's also part of their plan to go and alien to put so many people in our court that we can't actually organize.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've done so many other things too. Citizens United decision, we've got to get that overturned because now we've got money in politics to where they're saying corporations are people. That's crazy. The redistricting. But money has really corrupted our system terribly, and I really think that it all came down through the Republican Party. But it is also affecting our party as well because we do have people like Joe Manchin that really are very corporate-oriented. You know, he's very oriented to do things for the coal industry. That's the big industry in his state. So I think that that's why you can't see those differences. But, you know, I think people just got to keep pushing, though. I mean, we've been doing lots of stuff for years, and you see the union movements are really pushing through right now. We have wins in Amazon, mm-hmm. wins at Starbucks. We have Walmart truckers are now going to get $20,000 more a year. Some good stuff coming. So people just got to keep on fighting. But
absolutely, Chris, and we appreciate your call.
It's worth
and
it.
It's not just at the national level, though, where they're in lockstep and coordinated between Republicans and the money interests as well. Here in the state of Wisconsin, yesterday, Rebecca Clayfish, considered the front runner for the gubernatorial primary for the Republican Party, did an event with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce saying that Wisconsin's economy is not working right now, even though we've got record low unemployment numbers under Governor Evers, and reports are showing that the growth of Wisconsin's GDP last year was the best since 1999. So I don't understand what the messaging says. Yeah, the messaging that they're doing is counter to reality, but we appreciate your call, Chris. You can be like Chris. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. One more segment left in the day.
We don't have any message discipline.
I love you.
So I stroke it, and I pet it, and then I take my naughty pet, and I go...
Oh! That plus crack.